Terry and Jesse Show, two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. We are here to try to speak the truth in love. And remember, our program's not right versus left. It's right versus wrong.
Amen.
And in this program, this is where Catholicism and the culture intersect every single day. Terry?
Jesse, I'm glad to be back. I just love having this role to introduce people to the person of Jesus Christ here at our center, the Sacred Heart Chapel. We have Mass almost every day, people coming to pray, people asking questions about the meaning and purpose of life. It can't get any better. I love it in this time that we're living in. We're going to have a great show today, Jess, because we're going to be talking about the German church and what they're doing in a synodal way for voting for blessings of homosexual unions. They defend contraception. They talk about masturbation. They even went so far to vote 96 to 95 to abolish the priesthood, the hierarchical priesthood, the next round that they do these meetings. It's like, you know, it's like a democratic Christian church. It's like the Protestant church, but the Germans have left the church, as far as I could see, and we're going to get into that.
They're in complete heresy.
Oh, I agree.
It just needs to be formalized.
Yeah, exactly. Call it for what it is, Jess.
Yeah.
And also, the Catholic World Report has an article that I think is very interesting. And the reason it is because it's going to point out all these things we just talked about. But also, the article that is the best in the day for today, Jesse, I walked for an hour this morning early, listened to the good doctor speak to us about a book he wrote, a 650-page book, basically talking about the COVID vaccinations, the COVID war. He talks about that this is the biggest, most effective propaganda war in the history of mankind and how to overcome it. He's a psychiatrist. And so this is a great article. And then we have a lot of good things to talk about, need-to-know files, like Archbishop Cordeleone starting a public campaign of prayer and fasting for Nancy Pelosi's conversion. I thought, man, that's the approach we need to have. We need to be paying in reparation for these Catholic, so-called Catholic leaders who have let their ball down in a sense.
Yeah, I agree, Terry. We have to do that, but I wish cardinals and bishops would also use excommunication. This was always used in the Catholic. It was always used in the church.
Medicinal.
And I don't know why they don't pull the trigger, no pun intended.
No, they need to do that.
Because right about now, there's a lot of them that need that.
I totally couldn't agree with you
and
more.
And it's for their salvation, Terry, because they may come back to the church if they did that.
And that's what Bishop Strickland said, is a medicinal treatment, and it needs to be done. Okay, we got lots more to cover, but before we do all of that, we take the God's Word, and we call it soul food. So, Jesse, could you give us some soul food, please?
Yes, Terry, first reading is very appropriate to what's happening
now. You got that right.
It's the reading from the book of the prophet Jonah, chapter 3. It says,
it's repeating it today.
Yeah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time and set out for the great city of Nineveh, set out for the great city of Washington.
Yeah.
And announced to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. Mm-hmm. When the people of Nineveh, which is in Assyria, by the way, believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. That's a symbol of repentance. That's where we as Catholics get Ash Wednesday. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he was a wicked king, by the way, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Yeah, but this king had a conversion, again, because this prophet was in his face. And that's why bishops have to get in the face with Canon 915 to these prelates, and they could repent as well, just like this wicked king repented when Jonah got in his face. It says, then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh. By decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive, and withholding his blazing wrath, so that we shall not perish. I mean, this was said by the wicked king. Can you imagine? He's speaking on God's behalf because he had a conversion.
Yeah.
When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil ways, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This couldn't apply more to today than ever. We need Jonahs. Who are the Jonahs? The bishops. They need to tell the Catholic, fake Catholic politicians that if they don't repent, they're going to be excommunicated. Just like Jonah said, if you guys don't repent, God's going to destroy this city. Excommunication will destroy their soul because they'll die without sanctifying grace. I think a lot of them would have a conversion. The Holy Spirit that they received at baptism, I think would stir something in them. And I think a lot of these Catholic politicians would be just like this king of Nineveh, who was the wicked king. But the fact is, God's grace was able to break through. And I think if we did the same thing today, if the U.S. bishops say, I'm going to be the Joan of my diocese, I think we could see massive conversions in the Democrat Party.
Jesse, to confirm your point, back in 1963, there was a bishop in New Orleans who excommunicated certain Catholics who were not getting, it was a judge actually, who would not go along with being open to all people having rights. In other words, he was against black people back then, and he was told by the bishop that if you do not allow these kids to come in, I will excommunicate you for that. He did, and Jesse, two out of the three guys he actually excommunicated repented before they died and were in full union with the church. The point of it was what you just said, in your face. You need to tell people the truth. It's not charity to let someone wallow in sin. You got, and if they decide that they reject what you said, Jesse, how many times have you and I told somebody the truth about homosexuality, and you go and you have a big explanation and you're talking to these people and they go, well, I see you're okay. I just don't agree with it. I'm going to continue to live a homosexual lifestyle. So puy on you. And you know what, Jess? I go, well, I'll pray for you next. I'm serious, Jess. That's how I look at it. I can't control what they say.
Oh, yeah, that's why Jesus says, wipe your feet on their doormat and walk away.
Yeah, you have to just tell it like it is, and what they do with it is their business.
Yep.
Okay, brother, let's bring in the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Full Sheen ahead. He's got a passenger on. It's St. Peter Alcantara. He lived in the 1500s. And he and Bishop Sheen were having a conversation about trust. And here's the story that we're going to share with you. St. Peter said one time he was in a monastery, which is in a very deserted area, and the weather grew extremely cold. He was telling Bishop Sheen this story, and a blizzard began. The brothers had only some dry bread and a few vegetables to eat, and it was all impossible to leave the monastery. After 3 days, all the food was gone. And they're going to starve, right? The brothers were worried. Are we worried about COVID? Yeah. We were worried and hungry. We went to Peter and told him about their problem. Well, the saint said, since there is no human remedy that can revive us from this misery, let us prostrate ourselves before the most holy sacrament and pray for our divine master's will. He will not forget us. The brothers did so, asking the Mother of God and her Son present in the holy sacrament of the altar to help. As they prayed, the weather worsened. The snow became so deep that it reached the windows. Peter asked the brothers to pray more, which they did. He's like a sergeant, man. After some time, they all heard the bells ringing at the door. The bells were ringing. What's someone at the door? They knew that God was answering their prayers. The doorkeeper struggled to pull open the door against the wind and deep snow. When he opened the door, he saw a basket filled with sweet, delicious bread, and he told his brothers the good news. They knew it was a miracle sent by the angels. They formed a procession in the church. They sang joyful songs to our Lord to thank him for this miracle. Even more remarkable was that this bread lasted the entire time the brothers were unable to leave the monastery because of the weather. Jesse, these are stories that people today in our modern world go, poo-poo. I mean, how could that happen? Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lack of faith in our culture right now, and even in our church, that miracles take place. But there's an example of a saintly man calling on the angels and our Lord and our Lady to bless them, and we need to do likewise.
That's right. Miracles for God are not really miracles. It's just ordinary activity for him. That's just part of being God. Terry, today's the feast day of St. Faustina and Saint Blessed Francis Xavier Silos.
Yep.
Pray for us.
Amen.
Also, October is the month which the Catholic Church dedicates to the Holy Rosary. That's a devotion which Our Lady loves most, and she's asked us to pray frequently and, if possible, daily.
Amen.
In her apparitions to various saints, to Saint Dominic de Guzman,
yep.
Blessed Alan de la Roche, Saint Bernadette of Subaru in Lourdes, to Blessed Jacinta, Blessed Francesco, Sor Lucia and Fatima, Saint Louis de Montfort. So this is the Marian devotion which several popes throughout these centuries have endorsed and encouraged the Catholic faithful to pray as a manifestation of our trust in God, our love for His Mother, and Virgin Most Powerful, Mother of God, pray for us.
Amen. When we come back, we'll have more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ. If you'd like to go to our Full Sheen Ahead YouTube channel, just put Full Sheen Ahead. You'll listen to all these others, and also support the show by going to CatholicRC.org. You can get downloads there. That's CatholicRC.org. And when we come back, we'll talk about this fiasco that took place first in Germany, and that this error could spread throughout the world, unfortunately. We'll talk more about that and much more here on the Terry and Jesse Show. Go to our website, pick up our free app if you want to listen to all the shows by going to vmpr.org or call us. Look, we have 877-526-2151. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Pray America great again.
Amen.
That's should be the motto. For every single Catholic.
Absolutely.
And also make America holy again. Those two. Terry, the German synodal way.
They gone way off whack. They're whacked.
This is Martin Luther and Philip Melanchthon.
Yeah.
Their spirit looms large within that clergy. I think that must be their patron saint. No pun intended. I don't know where Luther's at. I doubt if he's in heaven.
I do too.
But they came up with a document which was approved by the Synodal Way in an 168-28 vote with 5 abstentions.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the German bishops. This is a conference consisting of priests, bishops, religious, and laity.
Yep, combination.
It was last Friday.
Yep.
They approved a draft document that really undermines Catholic doctrine on the fundamental points of sexual morality.
Yes.
The document is offering a defense of homosexual relationships. Are you kidding me? That goes completely against sacred scripture and sacred tradition. They're also trying to defense self-stimulating sexuality. We call that in the catechism masturbation.
That's the sin.
Contraception, civil divorce, and remarriage. This documentary is modernist 2.0, modernism on steroids.
I agree.
It's called Living in a Successful Relationships. Living Love and Sexuality in Partnership. It should be called How to Live in Mortal Sin and Go Directly to Hell.
Yes, that's a better title. That's right, Jess.
Yep. It's described by the Vatican News as giving a, quote, a clear rejection to so-called conversion therapies for homosexuals, close quote, and as pleading on behalf of homosexual partnerships as well as remarried divorcees to be able to see themselves under the blessing of God expressly granted by the church, close quote. However, the document reaffirmed the doctrine that sacrament, so they throw a little lip service. Oh yeah, P.S. that the doctrine of sacramental marriage is only between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
But the document also moves away from a radical condemnation of masturbation. And this is the Vatican News actually put this out. Now, see, this is what upsets me. This is the Vatican News that's reporting some of the stuff. The Vatican News should come out thunderously. And as they're reporting this, call this heresy. We condemn it but no, they're just reporting. And this is the Vatican News just reporting.
Yeah.
They should be thunderously denouncing this, Terry.
But what I find interesting, Jesse, and I don't want to change it, but I'll just say that what they are denouncing are traditional religious communities. Okay? That's what the Vatican's condemning. And these people in Germany have just gone way off the wagon on their moral teachings, and they're not condemning it. I just find that terrible. But you got to remember, the German church is a little odd because the way they get their donations is not from people putting money in the hat at this, you know, at mass. They get it through taxation. So let's just say you're a German citizen and you check, I'm Catholic. Then a percentage of the money that you make goes to the church, whether you like it or not. Okay? Now, the German church has been losing membership. Hundreds of thousands of people took off and said, I'm not a Catholic anymore. That made the funding for the church go down. So I believe, and I'm just speculating, but it makes sense because I always say, follow the money, Jesse. And if they want to get more money into their church, well, then their idea is compromised. Don't be so hard. So you're in a second marriage. Keep checking the mark on your tax return that you're Catholic and you're fine. Oh, you want to be a active homosexual? That's okay. Just mark, you know, Catholic on your tax return. You'll be fine. I believe, and it just ticks me off to see this. This is a group that voted 95 to 94, lay people, bishops, priests, a whole group, that we got to get rid of the hierarchical priesthood and just have a priesthood of the people. I mean, that's what we call contrary to what the perennial teachings of the church. Everything they're doing is contrary. And I just want to give the advice, and I'll throw it back to you, Jess. Whenever you see heresy like this, ask yourself, how does this compare to my catechism? How does it compare to the perennial teachings of the church? And you'll be fine. You won't be smooshed by this. I just feel bad that the German church, and my friends that are German priests, that I have close friends, they said that for decades, this is what the church in Germany was all about. They just didn't publicly talk about it. Oh, father's a homosexual? That's okay. He still can say man. Oh, Mrs. Koenig, you know, German name? Oh, they're in their second or third marriage? That's okay. They can still receive Holy Communion. They're just articulating now to get it off the books. This is really sad. That's why reparation, sin, needs to be, we need reparation for that German church. But we also need to pray for our leaders to do what Jesse just said. We call it smash mouth Catholicism. What does that mean? You tell people the truth in charity, but you tell them like a father should talk to a child when this child is sinning. Yeah. You have to call them out on it. That's what's not happening.
Yep. Yeah. Terry, tell me. When I look at the German church,
tell me.
They've been a problem for a long time.
Oh, big time.
In fact, years ago, I was talking to Dr. Scott Hahn. I said, why did you start the St. Paul Institute for Biblical Studies? He said, to try to fix the errors, the biblical errors in biblical theology brought in by the German theologians.
Yeah, well, remember, Jesse, when Pope Benedict
this is his whole reason why he started the whole institute.
It's powerful. But don't you remember on YouTube, we can still see it on YouTube, when Pope Benedict was calling those bishops to fidelity to the perennial teachings of the church, he went to visit Germany, and I saw one after another, those bishops in Germany, turn their back on the Holy Father. Jesse, do you remember that?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I've seen it so many. I mean, it made me.
He was with the president of Germany. They got off in a helicopter, and so you had all the German bishops. They had made a line on two sides.
Yep.
And so the president and Pope Benedict were walking down the middle to greet the German bishops. They were all shaking the prime minister's hand. But as Pope Benedict would walk up to them and extend his hand in brotherly fellowship, most of them would just retract their hand and put in their pocket. Some of them even turned away and gave them their side or their back. It was so obvious that they couldn't stand him. Terry, we just see again the spirit of you got Luther, Melanchthon.
Yeah.
You got Adolf Hitler that drank from these waters of horrible Christianity dissent. Luther comes from Germany. You have Nietzsche, a horrible philosopher from Germany, who's basically said God is dead and basically fired the shot for atheism. You go down the line and you start seeing some, you know, Bultmann, Rahner, these are just modernists that are turning the church upside down.
Let me go back to 1933 in Germany with Dietrich von Hildebrand. I'm reading his autobiography, his battle with Hitler. The church then condemned Nazism and they excommunicated Nazis from the church. As soon as Hitler took power in 1933, within 10 days, guess what happened to the Catholic Church? They changed. They said, oh, well, we're going to remove the excommunication to get along. See, Jesse, this has been going on for a long time, compromise. And every time you compromise, I think compromise is the language of the devil. And this is what's happened in Germany. They've been, their numbers are going down. The faith is weak. Why? Because the leaders are not leading them to Jesus Christ. The leaders are compromising with the world. And this is something that we have to be careful about in our own country. And that's why I think it's always good to ask, is your church at odds? Is Jesus Christ's teachings at odds with the world? Then you know that your leadership is teaching you the right thing. If your leadership in your church is teaching you to get along with the secular world and go along with all the things the secular world's teaching, then you know that it's modernism. That's my take, Jess.
Terry, and I'll tell you something embarrassing, that Martin Luther, the heretic, his statue was enthroned at the Vatican on October 13, 2016, by Pope Francis.
Yeah.
And by the way, he did not utter one single word in public to honor Our Lady of Fatima on that day. Instead, he chose to receive that statue and gave kudos to, I guess, you know, thousands of Lutherans. Terry, that's a disgrace. I mean, there's just no way of justifying those actions.
See, we love people so much, Jesse. We really do, that we want to share the faith and tell them the truths of the gospel. We know over the years, Jesse, we've been taken off stations because we tell people the truth in charity, but many people don't want to hear, you know, what I call smash mouth Catholicism. Yeah. You know, you tell the teachings of the church, you're going to get, I mean, that's a sign that you're on the right page. When people throw you out of churches like we've been thrown out of over the years, Jesse, hey, that says you're doing the right thing, brother.
Terry, and also the Vatican, they have a post office. Remember, the Vatican's a country.
Yep.
It's not only the
right, smallest country in the world.
Yeah, it's not only the headquarters for the one true faith, but it's also a country. And in October 31st, 2017, they released a stamp of Martin Luther's stamp on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. We'd call it the Deformation, but again, this goes to show you, Terry, how modernism has infiltrated the church. This guy's not a saint. This guy's a heretic. For all intents and purposes, the guy may be burning in hell right now. There's no evidence. I've done the research. I went to great historians. I went to, you know, eggheads at Catholic Answers. None of us can find and trace any contrition or repentance or restoration with the church at the last minute or calling a priest. There's none of that that's been recorded in history, and yet we have in the Vatican a statue of him, a stamp of him. This guy may very well be in hell. This is disgraceful.
Yeah, see, this is the same man that took books out of the Bible because it didn't support his position, and we're going to honor him? I'm so sorry, Jess. I'm scandalized by that.
Well, again, this is the German bishops, Terry. This is their patron saint.
Yeah.
And this is why they're going down the path of heresy. Yeah, I said it, heresy. What is heresy? Somebody who's baptized that holds to a position that's theologically incorrect. These German bishops, yeah, I'm not over them. I get it. I'm a layperson, but I'm just talking on the objective level. I have no authority over them. They are baptized Christians, and what they're teaching goes against the perennial teachings of the church from scripture and tradition.
Simple.
That's the definition of heresy.
Simple. That's it. Jesse, you nailed it. Yeah. And again, people can say, well, why are you bringing this up? I'm bringing it up because we have a concern for the salvation of souls. I get no benefit having to expose error. I don't get a pat on the back. You know what I get usually? Stop being so critical, Jesse and Terry. But you know what? Judgment is for all of us. On all of our exit interviews, I'm going to be asked this question. Did you show enough of your life to be convicted as a committed Christian who followed the teachings of Jesus Christ? And if I have to say, well, only in this area, no, it has to be 100%. We want to be taking Christ serious on all elements of our life. And that's why we have the sacrament of confession.
Yes.
I'm asking all those guys in Germany, repent and believe in the gospel. Come back to the perennial teachings of the church. That's charity, Jess.
Amen.
Hey, when we come back, Jess, tell us what we're going to talk about.
Yep, the global predators behind the COVID reign of terror.
You You got it. Thanks. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Pray America great again.
Amen.
The Terry and Jesse Show. Remember, it's the feast of the month of Our Lady of the Rosary. Pick up those weapons, as St. Padre Pio would call it, and pray the rosary every day. And practice what's called smash mouth Catholicism. What is that? Smash mouth Catholicism is speaking the truth when it's not popular. Smash mouth Catholicism in relation to prayer is also praying when you don't feel like it. Like, 12 noon, the Angelus. Hey, smash through it, sissy, okay? Smash through it. Get it done, soldier of Christ.
Amen. Hey, Jesse, Jesse, before you start, Padre Pio has a good line. He says, I fear God's judgment, not man's.
Amen.
Well said. Let's go. Keep moving.
Dr. Peter Bragan, he was known for his instrumental role in preventing the return of lobotomy as a psychiatric treatment back in the early 70s. He just wrote a book. It's called COVID-19 and the Global Predators. We are the prey. That's us. Point your finger at your chest.
A 650-page book, but we're going to summarize in our article that book.
It's a summary article, thanks be to God. It gives all the salient points.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the book by going to wearethepray.com, wearethepray.com. What do the global predators want to do to us? Think about that movie, The Predator. They want to intimidate and overwhelm us.
Yep.
Here are the five bullets that his book covers and the article covers.
Yep.
The first bullet he's gonna prove is that we're in the middle of the biggest, most effective propaganda war in the history of the world, designed to make us helpless, obedient, and docile. The end goal is to create a totalitarian world regime. Terry, the second
one. The psychotherapy people who have been abused often cannot identify the abuse of evil. So true. They can't bear to think there are people who will take pleasure from injury and domination. Citizens across the world are currently being abused and must face the fact that there are evil people intentionally trying to hurt them. That's hard for people to swallow, Jess.
Yes, the third bullet the good doctor is going to prove for us, and is in the book again. This is just the article portion of a book that he wrote. Third bullet: in 2015, a scientific paper announced they had the means to create a pandemic.
Yep,
the research was funded by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, under Dr. Fauci, and carried out at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Next bullet, Terry.
Wow. The Communist Chinese Party. Check this out. This is all documented in his book. The Communist Chinese Party has been working with SARS-CoV type viruses since at least 2003. And there have been four different leaks of SARS viruses since then. Did you know that? Next, Jess.
The next bullet that's proven in this article is in 2016, Bill Gates created a business plan for the World Economic Forum that details everything we're experiencing now.
And folks, if you get his book, all this is documented. We need to have people aware of this, Jess. Continue on the next one.
Yeah, Dr. Peter Bragan, again, the book is called COVID-19 and the Global Predators. This article is taken from his book. The good doctor says that there's no doubt anymore that we're in the middle of the biggest, most effective propaganda war in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else even comes close.
I know.
As a result, a mass psychosis is driving this.
Mm-hmm.
Where many normally rational people have completely lost their capacity to reason. Think about people wearing, you know, two masks and a shield in a car.
Yeah, alone.
So, yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
Or in the middle of the desert riding a bike and they got a mask and a shield.
I've seen it.
So as a result of this mass psychosis that's developed,
again,
you can show people reams of solid, indisputable information and they'll simply refuse to believe any of it. So what's at the heart of this mass psychosis? The good doctor says It's extremely important to get over this attempt to make all helpless, all of us helpless,
yep,
obedient and docile. That's their goal. We have to know who are the masters driving this. On the other hand, we have to understand the mechanisms for this manipulation. It's a subtle reign of terror. We're looking at a revolution against us, and it wants to make us feel helpless like children.
And what he says, Jesse, he wants to identify first these people, who they are. Who's doing this to us? It's time to face it and to get rid of the idea that this is some kind of chance, or this is crazy, or this is bizarre, or this makes no sense. Think about, Jesse, what you're saying. How does it make sense that they're absolutely ignoring facts that in America we now have over 14,000 reports of deaths from COVID vaccines, and no one's investigating it? No one's doing anything. In the years before this, if a vaccine had more than 20 or 30 deaths, certainly over 100, it would be a catastrophe. What's the difference, Jess? Continue.
Now we have a vaccine that has more deaths than all the other vaccines put together.
Repeat that again, because people need to hear that.
Now we have a vaccine that has more deaths
Unbelievable.
Than all the other vaccines put together. Again, this isn't me.
How can we ignore it, man?
This is Dr. Peter Bragan saying this.
Yep.
Is that crazy? Well, no, it makes perfect sense. If you're trying to intimidate and overwhelm a population, you exaggerate the danger.
Exactly.
You take a flu-like illness that is, that is safer than the flu in terms of how it spares children and young adults.
Of course.
And attacks people, you know, older people.
Like him.
Like him. He says, I'm 85. It's killing people who are already past their predicted lifespan. So you take this relatively benign epidemic and make it a horror show by exaggerating everything.
Wow. Jesse, what's the goal? Well, we can determine the goal by looking at what we know. We know. Here it is, bullet points. Let's go back and forth on this, Jess. This is important. Yep. Health leaders are ignoring COVID jab injuries and deaths. Number two.
Second bullet. They do not want anyone to use early treatment. They've done everything in their power to dismiss and vilify any and all potential treatments, from vitamin D to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin.
Western countries that have been icons of freedom and liberty, they're being hit the hardest. They're being pinpointed. Why? By the hardest, by the pandemic, and put under the harshest countermeasures. Think of Australia. Think of Canada, America. This is true.
Fourth bullet. The risk of dying from COVID-19, China virus, is less than 0.5% for all, but the very old who have multiple comorbidities.
This is a huge one, Jess. Vaccine makers have no financial liability for vaccine injuries and deaths.
That says it all.
Yeah.
Next bullet. Government started out enticing people to get the experimental shot. Hey, we'll give you a hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give you
free ticket to Disneyland.
Yeah. They were using a variety of bribes.
That's right.
Then they moved on to forcing the shots using threats such as loss of employment, higher health insurance rates, loss of travel privileges, loss of right to health care in general, and more. Yeah, because their bribes weren't working, Terry.
Exactly. The PCR test cannot be used to diagnose COVID-19. The FDA recalls the Inova antigen rapid test in mid-June 2021, and the CDC has withdrawn the FDA's emergency use authorization of the CDC 2019 novel coronavirus 2019 real time. Okay, so bottom line, Jesse, all this is taking place. Are we aware of this? I mean, this is all because it's due to the inaccurate. It's not accurate. It's inaccurate. So we have to
test.
Yeah, the test.
Shoving up that Q-tip up to your brain.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's an inaccurate test.
So, Jesse, what are these facts?
So they got rid of it.
Yeah, what are these facts take us together? So, tell us.
So what are the powers that be getting out of this? Here's what Dr. Bragan explains. He's done the homework. He's got a 650-page book on this. He says the spike protein is a spearhead of an assault on humanity.
Oh, boy.
That has nothing to do with COVID. Terry, you've heard me say it for the last year.
You've been saying that. Yeah.
I've been saying, Terry, they're trying to kill us. Now we have many
doctors saying this. He's right.
Yeah. Many doctors. He's not the only one. I can quote you about 30 right now. I got a word file with 30 doctors saying the same thing. I said this a year and a half ago. The globalists are going to try to kill us through this vaccine. He says, the spike protein is a spearhead of an assault on humanity that has nothing to do with COVID-19 whatsoever, but is planned through COVID-19 in order to vastly increase the wealth of numerous institutions and individuals. Yeah, kill as many people as we can that we have more money, the globalists. Many of them, unfortunately, originating from America, who are working in collaboration
with
the communist Chinese party.
Yep.
To increase this vast exploitation of the world. To me, this sounds like the scheme of the Antichrist.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese have been sinking their teeth into us for a long time because we are the seat of liberty in this world. So it all begins to make sense. You see how the doctor is pointing this out? It all makes, this is the best article I've seen on this topic. The forces are most locked into those of us who are now free, and they're aiming to destroy us. This is terrifying. Yeah, go ahead.
Now he talks about the decade of vaccines. Check this out.
Oh, this is great information.
In 2010, Bill Gates announced the decade of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he actually said those words. A partner in that declaration was Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, as well as a number of other globalists, including the United Nations.
Yep.
A decade later, we have COVID-19. Is that a coincidence?
Oh, you know, way.
In 2015, a scientific paper assured that the gain-of-function researchers had the means to create a pandemic. This research was funded by Fauci's group and carried out by two top Chinese researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Fauci had to know he was funding a potential pandemic virus. In fact, it's come out from his emails obtained through a Freedom of Information Act that he knew all along.
Wow. Wow. Jesse, when we come back, we're going to continue. His website, wearetheprayer.com?
I'm scrolling here. It's the bottom. Yeah, wearetheprayer.com.
Wearetheprayer.com. Get the book. That's how you do it. Wearetheprayer.com. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Part of Team Jesus, we are also under the banner of the Virgin who's most powerful and crushes the head of the serpent. In this program, Jesus Christ is Lord and Our Lady is our Queen Mother. We're talking about an incredible article written by Dr. Bregan. It's from a book that he wrote. It's called COVID-19 and the Global Predators. We Are the Prey. You can get this book from the website, wearetheprey.com, wearetheprey.com. Terry, this good doctor has done the world a big favor.
Yes,
people want to know the truth, and he's done a deep dive into what's going on. So he says that the COVID shot failure was entirely predictable.
Yeah.
According to Dr. Bregan, the Chinese Communist Party,
he's been working with SARS and these type viruses since at least 2003. He says, and there have been four different leaks of the SARS virus since then. Are you ready, Jess? Here we have China and America. This is brutal. Making what is essentially a biological weapons that excusing being... We're going to make vaccines, right? That's the excuse. Yep. But the vaccines aren't going to work, and they know it, because the coronavirus mutates all the time. Jesse, we've been saying this for months. I think this is really a summary of what people need to hear about. So if you make the vaccine for the Chinese virus, and it's not going to last long because you'll just help forces these mutations to come out, because if you're suppressing the strain of the virus, then one of the many others that are floating around will take its place.
Well, the vaccines are a waste of time.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he's saying.
You know what we could have done, Jesse? I'll be honest.
These are always mutating.
We should have said, if you're sick, stay at home. If you're healthy, go to work.
Like you do with the flu, Terry.
Exactly. And the economy, 18 months ago, was the greatest economy in 50-some years.
Terry, Norway and all these other countries around the world are saying that this is the flu.
Yep.
The equivalent of the flu.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
You stay home when there's the flu.
They figured it out.
You don't lock down the country. Look what he writes here. Bill Gates' pandemic business plan. The failure of the COVID shots was predicted by many physicians and scientists well before the middle of 2020, and there's virtually no chance the vaccine makers were unaware of the many objections brought forth and the scientific rationale behind them.
Wow.
So Bill Gates knows in 2015 that a pandemic virus can be made and that labs in China and the U.S. are collaborating, and he knows Fauci, who's been his key guy since at least 2010. So Gates, in 2016, creates a business plan.
Wow.
And guess what? Klaus Schwab's website actually has Bill Gates' business
plan. Isn't that incredible?
For the world for the next pandemic.
Exposed.
It's about 65 pages long.
Yep.
And it's in Dr. Bragan's book, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it is.
The business plan that Bill Gates lays out.
Yeah.
Lays out everything that's happening to us right now. In particular, it lays out that Bill Gates will be working with the CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, an organization that Gates himself founded in 2017.
Yeah, there's no interest.
He has no fiduciary interest.
Yeah, really.
But that he's describing in 2016 with Schwab, the man who will eventually announce to the world the Great Reset in 2020 that he's been working on his whole life. And in that document linked above, in the Gates document, it is stated that the drug industry will incur no expenses during the coming pandemic.
Isn't that
all expenses, including indirect costs, will be covered. Yet another document describes the enormous profits expected. Gates' business plan also describes the creation of what eventually became Operation Warp Speed.
Follow the money.
In July 2017, the CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, created by Bill Gates, created a PowerPoint presentation for the World Health Organization. That presentation reviews Gates' plan and explains the World Health Organization's role in setting the standards for pandemic science and medicine.
Wow.
Terry Sahore, the predator.
That's it, Jesse. In his book, Dr. Bragan also details other partners in this scheme. This is really like the Bible on this. This guy's really done his homework, which includes the U.S.
This
food.
This is damnation history.
It is. But listen to who he's condemning, which includes U.S. Food, Drug Administration, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institute of Health and Biomedical Advanced Research Development Authority. All these guys are in bed together. In short, the evidence points to COVID-19 pandemic with all the senseless and irrational decisions made in its name, being a scheme to enrich certain individuals, companies, and organizations, really at the expense of everyone else. Jess, continue.
Yeah, that's us.
Wow, everybody's paying a price for this.
Rick Bright, who's the director of BARDA, was a key point man in preventing everybody from having access to very effective treatments. Why? Because it was a decade of vaccines. It's all it was ever about. Yeah. It was never about anything else. It was always about finding a way to get rich and powerful through vaccines.
Wow.
So far, we can list the following predators.
Yeah, list them.
Health leaders are ignoring COVID jab injuries and deaths.
Yep.
They do not want anyone to use early treatment. They've done everything in their power to dismiss and vilify any and all potential treatments, from vitamin D to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And also Western countries that we said before have been the icons of freedom and liberty. They're being hit the hardest by the pandemic and put under the harshest countermeasures. So what are the predators working towards?
Hit it, Jess.
So what are they working towards? In videos dating back to 2017, Bill Gates discusses the development of RNA vaccines. Fast forward to 2020, and mRNA injections were the immediate choice for the fast-track COVID shots.
Isn't that?
And as detailed in Gates' business plan, Pfizer and Moderna were both given billions of dollars from the U.S. federal government through BARDA and the NIH, NIAID. These are government agencies. This despite the fact that no mRNA injection has ever made it to market before this, and the fact that no coronavirus vaccine has ever made it to the market in the 20 years that they've been working on it. So for some reason, coronavirus vaccines routinely cause severe illness and increase lethality when exposed to the wild virus, a phenomenon known as antibody-dependent enhancement. Dr. Brigham cites in a 2020 paper by independent researchers warning that all of the COVID vaccines, not just the mRNA and the DNA shots, but also those using killed viruses, are too dangerous to even try on humans.
Wow. So Jesse, they knew all this. Yeah. Dr. Brigham said there are no surprises to them. They knew what they were doing. But don't get scared. Be angry. I like his comment. In other words, but don't be demoralized. They want that. They want you scared, right? You know, there's a whole school of public health that talks about how to intimidate and engender fear to get people to do what you want. It's called the fear appeal. Jesse, continue.
It's systematic. Yep. And public health people have always been totalitarian in nature.
Yep.
It's all about public health people telling the communities that they must do what they must do come the next public health threat. They don't say preserve the Bill of Rights. They don't say make sure we check this out in the courts or a body supervising us for our ethics to protect us. We have to. Here's the Cache Valley. We have to recognize the abuse and stand up against it.
We have to push back.
How do we break this mass psychosis spell that we're under? Yep. Dr. Brigham comments, this is the way we fight these global predators. He says human beings are born into a state of helplessness. And the reason for that, I believe, is that we are social animals. The brain doubles in size in the first year of life, which occurs in a social environment. So we have a social brain. We're tied to each other. That's the whole purpose of that socialization, that slow growth, that dependency over years. Being social allowed us an extended family to survive and to be different than all other creatures. It's our social relationships that make us unique. They also give us our pleasure. In the grief now built into all of us is that potential for feeling helpless. We can become in moments like little children again. When we start feeling guilt or shame or anxiety or overwhelmingly afraid, we can easily become helpless. And that's basically what's going on. I think it's fine to call it psychosis,
yep,
but I prefer to call it an overwhelming helplessness that overcomes the nation. We are being oppressed by evil people. Nothing is by chance. We might as well be children being tormented. We have to say to each other, no more helplessness, no more lamenting, no more complaining, no more saying what's happening to us. It's very clear what's happening to us. It's not crazy. It's intentional and purposeful. And we got to stand up.
Amen.
We must understand and not allow ourselves to be abused. We need to give each other comfort and love and inspiration.
Wow.
We need to support each other from a tactical viewpoint. We need to get involved together. Okay. He says, I never imagined knowing Peter McCullough, a great cardiologist who wrote an introduction to my book, who risked his life and his whole reputation to declare that there is a good treatment. We're all refounders of America in a critical moment in time. And instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, think to yourselves, God put us in a place where we're at right now to make a huge difference.
Said.
So that we can have effects beyond anything we imagine. We need to know that there's a war against us.
That's right.
They have a stealth war against us. So be proud to be an American, be a patriot, stand up for liberty. And for me, be proud to be a Catholic Christian.
That's right.
Let's look at the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights and the Holy Bible. I say, that's our legacy. Don't throw it away. You were doing nothing to protect it, probably since the Civil War. This is the biggest threat to freedom in America, and it's much bigger than civil war. It's a war against all of Western democracy.
Go get his book. People are already telling me on my phone, they're picking it up. WeAreThePrey.com. Be a high information Catholic and be a man to stand up to tyranny. We have to stand up and push back, because if we don't, we're going to be run over by this. And I think that, you know, we've been talking for months about this COVID-19. I don't know if we can say anything more other than what this man has done with his book. And so I want to really encourage people to read his book, Be a High Information Catholic. Jesse, we've got Bishop Strickland on when we come back after this quick break. Folks, I want to thank you for listening. I know that was a lot of information, but check out his website, wearethepray.com.
And read the article. The article is phenomenal.
Summary, yeah. There's so much more we couldn't have time to do. But I hope that it inspired you to stand up for Jesus because, as he said, you've been here at this time in life. God put you here for a reason. Jesse Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
Let's live in a state of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Wake up, America. Don't hit the snooze button. There's a global warming alert. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready?
Amen. Don't forget, Bishop Strickland will be on. Pick up our free app by going to vmpr.org. You can listen to all the talks that we have, all the radio shows. Bishop Strickland, Diocese of Texas, in Tyler, Texas, will be up next. He's part of Team Jesus here at Virgin Most Powerful, one of the most outspoken bishops in America. You won't want to miss what he has to say today. Join us. In about a minute, we'll start his show, the Bishop Strickland Hour, on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful.